So, my brothers and sisters, Christ the King gets 7 minutes and I get four. So you're going to get 11 minutes. Promise you. I'll cut him off if he's long and he'll do the same for me. So, this is, of course, the great gospel. This is the great message of John. John, telling us once again on this Sunday, he's the bread of life. And these folks, what are they looking for? They're looking for bread. They're looking for miracles, looking for ways to do it so they don't have to ever work again. They can just, pop out bread and they can live forever and everything is wonderful. They've got it all wrong. You see, they're living like, I think, I must say I do, on the surface. We live in that very ephemeral part of life, and what we see is what we think and what we do and how we act, and we really don't, I don't take the time to go deeper, to go beneath it. And if they would only do that, Jesus says, you'll live forever. You'll never thirst again. You'll never hunger again. But that's not what they're doing. That's not what they see. That's not what they're hungering for. They're hungering for bread. And Jesus is saying, I am the bread. Get that. Go a little deeper. And I think that that's the great challenge of all of our lives, isn't it? To live beneath that surface, to live in that better quality of life. We saw our brother this week, this wonderful man that we buried here last Monday. He was a man of such incredible integrity. He lived beneath the surface. It wasn't just about all the stuff. And the response was this incredible outpouring of love and care and support. Anyway, so here's the story. A mother has a stroke. She's an older woman and she has this stroke. And so she decides to live with her daughter. And her daughter, she's got a family, raising a family. But she takes her mother in because she wants to care for her mother. And, things were not doing very well, when mothers return sometimes and daughters, it isn't always sweet. And so they were fighting and arguing and all this stuff was going on in the home. And one day, over a hard-boiled egg, I don't know if it was too cooked too soon, too not, whatever, they got into this massive fight over a hard-boiled egg. And finally, the mother says, daughter, why did you take me in? I mean, all we're doing is fighting. And so the daughter, she was cocked and ready. She gave seven reasons why she took her mother in. She felt guilty. She was making up for the mistakes of her past. She was trying to give her mother comfort. She was seeing her mother was disabled and had some disability. All these things that were on the surface and firing away. And so she describes one by one by one why she is so gracious to this good woman. And having listened to her daughter, John Shea says, she looked at her and said, daughter, that's just junk. The daughter says, junk! I've given you all the reasons why I took you in, mother! She said, daughter, it's junk! The only reason why we're together, the only reason why you took me in, the only reason why I'm here is because we love each other. That's why we're here. And that's why I'm with you. And the daughter said, for the first time, she felt like a child again, like a little child. Having your parents show you something that's true, but you don't feel put down. You just feel better because it's true. You know it's true. And then she said, you're right, Mom. I'm sorry. It is junk. I love you. And then there is this statement that John quotes, and I just would just share it for my last little thought. She says, everything changed after that. It just got easier. Listen to this word. There was less pressure, less trying, working at it, less pushing to make it happen. She just let it happen more by itself. Isn't that what we're all looking for? Less pushing, less trying, less making. Just letting it be. Going a little deeper and finding the incredible gift of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's enough for me, and I hope it's enough for you tonight. Let's welcome Christ the King.
Good evening, my dear friends. Our Monsignor has given only 5 to 7 minutes, so I have to finish everything within 7 minutes. First of all, I would like to extend my sincere gratitude to our Monsignor Lloyd and all the fathers and all of you for your warm welcome and greater understanding for missionary priests who just come with a zeal for the good news and evangelization. We are all basically missionaries by our baptism, which is the divine drive behind of all of us to go different places in the world to promote good news to all. Thank you for welcoming the missionary and encourage the mission of the Universal Church. My dear friends, God has sent His only Son for us as a living bread in order to do the will of the Father. That is why we are all here. What is that will of the Father? The will of the Father is to love Him and to love the neighbors, those who are in need. That is why there is no love without giving. There is no giving without sharing. There is no sharing without concern. There is no concern without love. So we are all sharing our love with our Lord Jesus Christ and with others, those who are in need. Today, in the name of my Bishop Devadas Ambrose, from the Diocese of Thanjavur, I am here before you because we are in need. We are in desperate conditions because the Diocese of Thanjavur in India is located on the east coast of South India. It covers an area of 3,687 square miles with a population of 7 million people. Only 239,630 are Catholics and the rest are Hindus and Muslims. There are 89 parishes and 1,061 mission station, substation, that is called village. So each parish, there are 40, 60 substations, mission stations in the parish. So the 75% of the parishes are very poor. People are affected by caste system, and many people are converted from Hinduism to Christianity. There are very poor situations in India. More than 80% of the 60 to 80% of the people are very poor. They are farmers. They are farmers. That is why the people's collection for Catholic community in Sunday masses only $1, $2, sometimes almost $3. That is the collection of every Sunday collections we are getting. That is why the people are very poor. They are getting everyday salary. They are working as farmers under the landlords. That is why they are getting for everyday salary for women $1.50 and men $2.50. That is the salary of everyday of the people. That is why they could not give for the churches to maintain the parishes. So every time the end of the month, the priests, we are working in the diocese, we have to go to the diocese, to the bishop, we have to get something from them to maintain the parishes. That's what happening today in the parishes. That is why 75% of the parishes are very poor. But the diocese is running so many institutions, orphanages for the poor people, especially for orphans and semi-orphans. So, being rural and agricultural, the diocese has a great financial burden in maintaining parishes and continuing the work of evangelization. Flood and trout are the common companies of the people. At present, the diocese manages numerous schools, especially 45 primary schools, 36 middle schools, 9 high schools, 7 higher secondary schools, 3 technical schools, 1 nursing school, 1 nursing college, 1 arts and science college, 1 B.Ed. education college, 1 M.Ed. education college, 1 teacher training institute, 4 home for the aged, 53 orphanages, 11 dispensaries, 3 hospitals, 1 school for the disabled, and 1 rehabilitation center. The Sisters of Mother Teresa, they are also serving in our diocese for the disabled students, disabled children. They are all unwanted children or they are taking care of. Everything diocese is providing. So we are running these institutions and colleges and schools, everything for the poor people, poor orphanages, orphan people, the semi-orphan people. So all of you know that in 2004, December 26, the tsunami took place in India. Tsunami waves. Especially in Sumatra Island, the earthquake took place. Because of that, we were affected so much. Because straight away it hit the east shore of the South India, especially in our diocese, the diocese of Thanjavur. And that day, 7,000 people died in our diocese. Those who came for the shrine of Our Lady of Good Health, Velangani. So they were there for vacation, for Christmas. And after Christmas celebration, that day, 26th Sunday, after 8 o'clock mass morning, they went to the seashore. All were washed out. All were washed out. Then again, they were searching their families and the children. Then again, 11 o'clock, one wave, the tsunami wave came. They washed out everybody, those who searched their families. So all together, the 7,000 people died because of the tsunami. Tsunami. We heard first time in our history in India that word tsunami. My dear friends, they left their children in the shrine, in the lodges of the shrine. So almost 2,000 children they left out in the diocese of Thanjavur. So we are taking care of their children. They are studying in our schools, in our colleges, in our nursing college, in the B.Ed. education, everything. We are providing the free education for them. We are giving shelter, food, everything. That is why I am here. That is the main purpose of the mission today. Because when we give free education for them, they will come up in the future very well. That is the purpose of we are doing the mission today. And also, in our diocese, there are more than 25 catechists and 1,875 untrained catechists. They are going to the villages. They are doing the mission. And also they are teaching the catechism for the children and the poor people. And they are given importance in the diocese. And also there are 30 major seminarians, 13 college seminarians, and 15 minor seminarians studying in our diocese. The diocese is taking care of everything. Because of you, many seminarians are studying to become priests. So if you are helping, you are most welcome to help the seminarians in the diocese. There are more than 60 seminarians studying to become priests. My dear friends, the children who have lost one or both of their parents are studying in the orphanages, the 53 orphanages, and studying in our schools. More than 2,000 poor children enjoy free education, food and lodging at orphanages, schools, and institutions run by the diocese. They also care for widows and the physically disabled run by our Mother Teresa's sisters. The diocese provides shelter and dairy animals for the poor, and the diocese continues to take care of for the victims of the tsunami of 2004, December 26. Given the situations in the diocese of Thanjavur, we are in desperate need of your prayers and financial support. Please be generous and support the mission of the diocese of Thanjavur. My dear friends, Jesus Christ is inviting us today. Matthew Gospel chapter 24, verse 40, we find our Lord Jesus Christ inviting us. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. Whatsoever you do to the least of my sisters, that you do unto me. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. Now we enter into the home of my Father. My dear friends, truly I say to you, as you did to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. That is, the Lord is asking us today. So let us also participate in the mission plan. And let us love those who are in need, especially in the orphan children, the seminarians, and those who are poor, those who are poor children. So please keep the Catholics of the Thanjavur in your prayers, the children in your prayers. On behalf of Bishop Ambrose, the Diocese of Thanjavur, priests and people, I thank you and assure our prayers, the good and eternal shepherd Jesus will bless you. The diocese would always remember you in its prayers and be grateful for your selfless generosity. I sincerely thank Monsignor for his hospitality. I am looking at him, the young and energetic man, because now I saw from the yesterday onwards, he is always active, brisk, visiting the people, those who are around the church, and always speaking to them. So I want to do the same thing when I go back to India, because I learned from so many things from our Monsignor Lloyd. So I sincerely thank him for accepting me to speak about my diocese and our mission. This is a unique opportunity to reach out to India as a missionary from where you are by way of your prayers and financial support to the Mission Diocese of Thanjavur. May God bless you and bless America. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. So that is the final word from Christ the King to St. Monica's this year. He has been here all through Saturday night and Sunday, and we're just very grateful for your presence, grateful for the reminder, grateful for the fact that you could see a wonderful community of faith. And so we send you with a lot of love, a lot of blessing in our care and support. So thank you so much. It's great.